This morning for the sermon, I'd like to speak about the Holy Cross. How wonderfully, when we look at sacred scripture, as we've talked so often in the past, we see a parallel between the Old Testament and the New Testament. The early Christian writers saw this, and how wonderfully they expounded upon this to the early Christians. This past week, we celebrated the Feast of the Exaltation of the Holy Cross. And the thought that came to my mind is this: the fall of man began by a tree. There was the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and that was the tree of the forbidden fruit. And the fall of mankind began by that tree. And so in God's infinite wisdom, by another tree, we would be redeemed, the tree of the cross. We see also, we've talked about this in the Feast of Our Lady, the fall of man began with a woman, Eve. And so also, the redemption of mankind began with another woman, the Blessed Virgin Mary. We see in the beginning a fallen angel, Satan, tempting Eve to disobey God. In our redemption, we see the angel Gabriel telling Mary the holy will of God. We see Eve disobeying God out of pride and disobedience. Satan said, "You shall be like unto God, knowing good and evil." And our Blessed Mother, on the other hand, exhibits humility and obedience. But when we think of the tree of the cross, on which our Lord died, we see even in the Old Testament how God was foretelling about the cross. We have one of the earliest times in which the descendants of Jacob blessed their children by putting the right hand on the left on the right shoulder and the left hand on the other shoulder and blessing them in this manner. We also have Moses, when the Israelites are doing battle, he extended his hands in the form of a cross. And as long as Moses kept his arms out, the Israelites were victorious. He grew tired, lowered his hands, and they started to lose. So he had Aaron on one side and Hur on another, these two men holding out his arms in the form of a cross. And it was by having his arms out in the form of a cross that they gained victory. But one of the most significant things we talked about us in the past, when the Israelites were going to be delivered from the slavery of the Egyptians, God told them to take a lamb without blemish, a male lamb without blemish, representing Christ, to take the blood of the lamb and put on a doorpost. But they were to offer the lamb as sacrifice. And when they offered the lamb, they were supposed to wave the lamb, pointing to the north, to the south, to the west, and the east. Little did they know they were making a sign of the cross. When the Paschal lamb was offered and roasted, they had a wood stake from its chin down to its lower feet, and then another stake going across, keeping its chest cavity open. You had to cross there. All of these things, if we could give many, many other examples, all of these things were foretelling in the Old Testament about a redemption by Christ. How often we made the sign of the cross. Today, when we began Mass, we made the sign of the cross. Before we read the Gospel in Latin, had to alter it here, make the sign of the cross with our forehead, that we might believe, over our mouth, that we might preach Christ, and over our hearts, that we might live our faith. And how wonderfully the Church and her liturgy incorporates the sign of the cross. When I go back to the altar after the Creed, how often the host consecrate. We bless the host. We bless the chalice, the sign of the cross. In baptism, when the priest pours the water, he pours the water in the form of the cross. In confessional, we give you absolution in the sign of the cross. When we have confirmation, we anoint the forehead in the sign of the cross. The sign of our redemption, the sign of our salvation. Let us never be afraid to make this sign of the cross. In time of temptation, what better means of repelling Satan than making the sign of the cross? And even if you don't want to be too obvious about it, a little cross over your heart, a little cross over your forehead, meaning, I don't want this temptation. How often is the sign of the cross used in time of exorcism to remind Satan the sign of victory, the sign of our redemption, the sign of the cross? And when we think of Jesus on the altar, hanging on the cross, let us remember that this is his love for us. For no greater love can a man show than he laid out his life for his friends. Let us reverence the cross of Christ. Let us make it with love and devotion. Let us never be afraid to make this sign of the cross. How oftentimes we might be out at a public restaurant and we think the whole world is watching us. Oh, can I make that sign of the cross? Oh, everybody's going to, what they're going to think about me. They're staring at me. Who cares? If you do it as a matter of fact, say grace, people respect that. That will mean something. They remind them, yes, we should give thanks to God for the food we're about to eat. Let us not be afraid of what people think. And let us also remember this too. In this day and age, in this godless world in which we live, how much more is it important that we profess our faith and not be afraid to let people know who we are. So I would like to recommend, it's just become such a matter of habit to make the sign of the cross. We oftentimes do it thoughtlessly, but this is the sign of our salvation. And let us also remember too, our Lord says, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. Not only should we make devoutly make the sign of the cross, but let us remember to recognize the crosses in our life that God sends us. Those are opportunities for us to show we love God, opportunities for us to atone for our past sins. And how wonderfully God gives us those opportunities to get our purgatory here on earth. The cross comes every day. It could be a bad headache. It could be a toothache. It could be stomach ache. It could be things not going well at home, like things breaking down, car trouble. It's a cross. For me, oftentimes the cross is I'm in a hurry and I'm driving behind somebody who has nowhere to go and plenty of time to get there. That's a cross. Let us remember this. If we are attentive daily to those little sufferings that we have to endure, how much merit will we reap for heaven and how much purgatory time will take care of here on earth? If anyone will come after me, Jesus says, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. My dear friends in Christ, let us be friends of the cross. Let us glory in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, as St. Paul says. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.